This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Royal Dairy and the Washington State Dairy Products Commission hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony last week for their new BioFiltro wastewater treatment system. Royal Dairy owner Austin Allred says they are accountable for every ounce of water they use on their 7,000 milking cow operation.
So we put all that water through a centrifuge system, which separates the solids from the liquids the best it can. And then after that centrifuge, the water will then go through this biofilter treatment system, which is a biological filtration system where the water is sprinkled on top. It settles through this VITA, the technical term for it, system, and it comes out the bottom back to irrigation water that we then put back on the field and irrigate with.
Allred says besides the contaminants, the system also removes some big challenges.
Handling this green water, you have to have lots of land to do it right. It's expensive to truck it. Probably one of the biggest challenges in the industry right now. It's very highly regulated. So by pulling out the nutrients and having irrigation water, it solves a big problem in the industry right now. And then if you combine greenhouse gas reduction, that solves another issue that is down the pipeline.
Listen tomorrow for more on this innovative biofiltro system that removes nearly all of the contaminants from wastewater.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.